Billy, there is video of Bob Ryan doing what? What is he doing?
Someone tweeted us video of him tap dancing, I guess, before around the horn while reciting the Celtics retired jerseys.
I gotta see that.
That is funny there. You have to send that out, right? Because what happened with the Stugatz negotiations with Bob Ryan? We were trying to make a bet with Bob Ryan, and then you offered to just give him money?
Mike got a bit carried away. I mean, he could explain himself, but he got carried away because it doesn't seem like Bob needs a bet to pay this thing off. It seems like he just puts on the tap shoes and does it.
Yeah,
happily.
Bob was willing to give us video for absolutely nothing, and I felt the need to be like, wait a second, only if the Heat win, because I'm so hung up on our regional food bet.
It hasn't gone anywhere?
No.
Simmons hasn't returned a
call? I'm waiting on my clam chowder bet.
I've asked Simmons to come on the show. I will ask him again today to join us on the show tomorrow to see if he wants to talk about this series.
Chris Cody has just put in the Zoom on the Around the Horn, not the set, but with that backdrop, that fake backdrop. It is absolutely Bob Ryan doing old-timey tapping while, now you explained it to me, while reciting something Celtics history related, or reciting the numbers of retired jerseys.
We have to book him tomorrow, and he has to tap dance while on air with us and recite the Celtic retired jerseys. Chris, please.
Well, why would we steal that?
Do the Red Sox, do it at Bruins, it doesn't matter to me.
We could come up with a better idea, but okay. Chris, that is a great video that you are showing me. It is so magical.
I'll tweet it out from the Levitard Show account.
That is crazy. So we need to get to the funniest thing from the sports weekend. Can you guys help me understand something? Because I really don't know what happened here, but I look forward to the answer. I went $29 into a prop comic joke today. I went $29, and if you weren't watching on television, you just may have heard Stugatz. I was going strictly for a prop comic visual joke on television. You may have heard Stugatz ask the question, what's with the pipe, or some derivative thereof, which would have had no context for you if you were on the radio to just hear Stugatz blurt out, again, trying to do a visual joke for the television-only audience, blurt out, what's with the pipe? What is the answer to the question as you asked it? Like, what do you imagine the answer is?
What's with the pipe? I imagine that you were doing, you know, like, what do you put in the pipe and smoke it? We were waiting for origins on that. I still haven't gotten you the origins yet. And there was a side gag and I blew it.
Well, you worked hard today to disprove my take that smoking still looks cool.
What was happening?
You looked cooler.
What was happening in the Zoom? Smoking a pipe does not look cooler. Yes,
no,
Billy.
You did, though.
No, I didn't.
I thought it had something to do with the baseball players and the cigarettes in the outfield. I was confused. I didn't even see it at first because you just had your hand like in front of the camera. And then Chris, Stugatz said, what's with the pipe? And then Chris is like, why is Dan holding a pipe?
This all started with Keith Hernandez, I think.
Hold on. I'd like to backtrack for a second for just how badly that joke failed on a number of different fronts when our entire own crew was asking some form, has Dan taken up pipe smoking in the middle of the show? Has Dan just decided during the pandemic, you know what? I'm a pipe smoker.
You should do that, by the way. It's open real estate right now. No one's rocking that.
But none of you got the joke. None of you.
That's true.
Where would you find the pipe?
And where did you get the pipe? It's a good question.
The key is the side of the mouth. You can't go straight forward. You got to go to the side of the mouth. See? Yeah.
Okay. You also have to say jolly good more.
Let you know, please, dear God, let you know that I was hoping to do that on air when one of you noticed what I was trying to do with the pipe.
You were going
to
say jolly good?
No, dude. I wanted you guys.
Oh, we would have set you up. I mean.
Yeah. Man.
Let's do funniest thing from the sports weekend. Let's just do it. I got a $29 pipe. I spent $29 on this.
Hey,
like a
people.
Pipe vending machine? Where'd you get it from?
Where'd you go? Like, where?
Hey, people! Time to figure out what made you laugh the hardest this weekend.
so good.
It's a pretty good impersonation, Mike, but let's go ahead and do it. Let's. We don't have any music here either? Nothing.
No. I don't have to do the music.
Where'd you get the pipe? We want to know.
No, it's too late. You had your chance when I came in with the pipe to ask all these questions on air and make good content.
But no one understood.
I know, but I'm saying now I'm not going to do it for you. I was going for this joke 30 minutes ago at an expense of $29, and all you did was blow it visually, and then when you blew it, there was no context, and no one helped you because they didn't get the joke that I was making.
Can I go first for funniest thing from the sports weekend?
Sure, Bill.
Yes.
Dan's pipe joke. So good.
Thank you, Billy. Chris, what was the funniest thing from the sports weekend?
During halftime of last night's Nuggets-Lakers game, in which Anthony Davis hit a game-winning three-pointer, Charles Barkley said at halftime that Anthony Davis doesn't have a killer instinct.
That's funny.
None of it will stick to him, right? None of it, ever, with Barkley. He could do it as long as he wants for as long as he wants. It could be a half like that. Killer instinct's a silly thing to say about Anthony Davis, but it can happen that overtly, and it doesn't matter. Mike, what was the funniest thing from the sports weekend?
Man, how can it not be the Falcons? I mean, that was ridiculous. They're just inventing unprecedented ways to lose for a franchise that is famous for blowing big leads. They found a new way.
Tony, how about you? Funniest thing from the sports weekend?
Dan, the Lions became the first team in NFL history to lose four straight games in which they had a double-digit lead, and this Lions suck.
I mean, so Lions, all of this, start to the season, they get out to a 7-0 lead, lose by three touchdowns.
I had a couple of baseball nominees, but I don't think anybody saw that. First off, there was a wayward fan that broke into the Yankees-Red Sox game. I don't know if you guys saw
that. Scale the Green Monster?
He was on the Green Monster. It was so bizarre. He was just yelling things at people. It brought the game to a halt. And also, there was an absolute fire that was just blazing outside of Citi Field.
The Mets have had a couple of these. Does anyone call it Shitty Field, Stugantz? Is that something that people say?
I'm going to start doing it now. It's a great job out of you. Thank you.
It's just like the second fire they've had at Shitty Field. Roy, what was the funniest thing from the sports weekend?
The Jets gave up a 55-yard run on 3rd and 31.
Yeah. You'll bleep yourself.
Okay, thanks.
Stugatz, what was the funniest thing from the sports weekend?
Billy stole my thunder, so I'm going to go just the Jets. Not that play, just the Jets.
I don't have any idea how you're going to get out from under that, right? Because you don't know. You still don't know if you have a quarterback.
I have no idea if I have a quarterback. I'm going to tank for Trevor, though, and hopefully Trevor Lawrence is my quarterback and Dabo Swinney is my coach next year. I'll get excited again. That could be exciting, Dana.
I want to go Stephen A. Smith here, providing play-by-play on Twitter as the Cowboys were getting annihilated, then going mysteriously silent as soon as Dallas came back to win. If that's not like this, hurt, this is such a this is such a funny thing that's happened in sports media. It's not something that existed before. We can agree. A national television personality who is basically just riding. He is just pressing the gas on. I'm going to make fun of the Cowboys every week. And like when it's a real distortion of Cosell or whatever it is that we used to do around here in terms of aspiring to objectivity when he's going on and he's wearing a cowboy hat and he's eating it all up. And it isn't anything that resembles journalism, but it's delightful.
I saw Molly moderate an entire show wearing a New York Giants T-shirt.
When did this happen? This used to be like what the weather people did on the local news when one of their teams made the playoffs.
T-shirt
like,
over a suit.
I'm serious. I'm asking the question seriously. Stugatz has been wanting to go after Wilbon all day today because Wilbon might have pioneered this, being such a bull suck up here at the network and wearing all sorts of jerseys. Stugatz today is wearing unbelievably dirty looking for being new Northwestern gear. The hat looks like you picked it out of a sewer.
Well, that's the beauty of the hat. It's like a trucker's hat. It's supposed to look like you've had it for 10 years when you put it on for the first time. Yeah, and that's what this looks like.
Hat,
yeah,
it's a good looking hat.
Thank you.
Yeah. It's random, though. Why are you wearing so much Northwestern gear?
Well, thank you for asking, Mike. Not only have I arrived at the same place professionally as Michael Wilbon has, my daughter has arrived at the same university that Michael Wilbon attended. I mean, how about that? Chalk that up for the dumb people. Oh, Michael.
Wow.
Hey, yeah. That's a little dumb. I mean,
yeah.
Scholarship.
Yeah.
Northwestern.
Yeah. Rachel.
Yes.
She's overcome so much.
Yes.
Every obstacle. Yes.
Just speaking from a genetic standpoint.
Bringing pride to the Wiener name.
Yes. I am going to plant myself right next to Wilbon at these lacrosse games. He goes there to everyone. He's there.
Is he really? Because he's proud of Northwestern lacrosse.
And now he has to cheer for my daughter.
That's so good. It really is.
Last laugh, Wilbon!